I've got a vagina.
Brought to you by White Dudes for Harris.
I don't even know how to start this one. So there was this video by Jubilee where basically they had Ben Shapiro and like a whole bunch of Democrats, like people that disagree with him. And they all sat in a circle and took turns at debating Ben Shapiro on certain issues. So I was watching this clip and there's this one particular person that stands out above the rest. And let me tell you, it's just a cringe bomb. It's insane. It's like someone got every single woke talking point and rolled it up into one person.
Yeah. Baring was watching this last night and he showed this to me and I said, yeah, you have to make a video out of this. This is crazy.
Yeah, so anyway, we've got a quick sponsor, then we'll get right into it. Do you value online security? How safe is your personal information? Are you sick of location restrictions and pop-up ads? Well, I reckon we should have a chat about Proton VPN. Born in Switzerland in 2014, Proton quickly became a leader in encrypted email, file storage and password management. But they also offer one of the best VPNs around. And for a limited time, my viewers can get it for a whopping 64% off with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shield your IP address from prying eyes and browse the internet securely, access streaming services and cloud gaming networks from anywhere in the world. Avoid annoying pop-up ads with their integrated ad blocker and do it all at lightning-fast speeds. It works on all devices and you can connect up to 10 at any time. Proton VPN have over 6,500 servers in more than 110 countries. They operate from Switzerland, who have a robust set of privacy laws. And with their strict no-log policy, you can be assured of complete privacy. Go to protonvpn.com/baringbear for this amazing limited time deal. Get 64% off the regular price with a 30-day money back guarantee. That's protonvpn.com/baringbear. Okay, first of all, just to set this up.
Yeah, what's the deal here? Why are they all running towards the chair?
Well, because this is a circle of, like, lefties, and they all want their chance at Ben Shapiro.
Ah, a circle jerk of whiny f***ts.
Yeah. And so they're all in this circle, and see how they've all got red flags?
Okay, yeah.
So what the situation is, there's a question. Now, the current question, or issue, is Kamala Harris's extreme pro-abortion stance is morally indefensible. So the beep thing goes off, then they've all got to run and try and grab the chair. And whoever grabs the chair has the chance to speak. And then as they're speaking, there's like 26 people in that circle. So as the debate goes on, if the majority of people put up their red flag, they're voted out and the next speaker comes.
Wow, okay, we're gonna take this chair.
See, already, that is just, who does that?
I mean business. I'm going to turn my chair around right now. I mean business. I got words to say to you, Shapiro. Is this a trans?
Yeah, this is a trans. This is a trans man.
Oh, that makes it even funnier.
Yeah, so nothing against the transes, but I mean, you can see the performance. You can see the caricature in this person.
They've got to let their she-balls breathe, you know?
Wow, okay, we're going to take this chair. Look at that.
Hey, Ben.
Like a bro, my friend. All right.
How's it going?
Let's break open
first question, can men get pregnant?
I mean, really, it's kind of like, okay, what's your definition of man? Are we going to have this debate, you know, gender, sex, rah, rah, rah. Just stop being so cringe.
I know.
Men cannot get pregnant.
Okay. Awesome. So,
definitionally.
Definitionally.
They really are putting on a man performance, aren't they? Like, even you don't try that hard to be masculine.
Well, I don't need to, baby.
Exactly. Yeah, but you don't, like, spread your legs as far as they can go and, like, put your hand up to your chin. Like, yeah, bro.
Well, the way I see this person, right, is if, say, you were in, like, some sort of improv comedy troupe.
Yeah.
And the theme was be a man.
Yeah, yeah.
This is how I reckon you'd act. Like, yeah, okay, what's the manliest thing I can do? I'm going to flip the chair around. I'm going to say bro a lot.
Yeah, I'll be, like, swaggering around, scratching my balls. Like.
Do men experience essay? Sexual assault.
Sure.
Got it.
I mean, what kind of a question is that? What was the aim there? Was Ben Shapiro going to say, no, it's impossible. Men can't experience essay.
Yeah, because he thinks he's so clever. He thinks he's setting him up for this grand fail. I was like, I'm going to ask you impossible questions.
Yeah, and I've got mixed feelings about saying he here because it's a she and you can kind of tell. I mean, they're doing a pretty good job, I guess. They got the beard and all that, but the performance is just, it's just a giveaway.
Yeah, look, I get this all the time on my videos. I don't have a problem with the they thing if that's you want to be they like, if you're a friend of mine and you ask me to call you fucking Skeletor, if I like you, I'm going to call you Skeletor. I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
It's when you're a C-U-N-T and you're freaking trying to boss me around to do shit. That's when I'm going to fight back a little bit. So this woman's balls.
You'll always be Hordak to me.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, yeah, setting Ben up for the gotcha.
Yeah, and look, I'm not like a particular fan of Ben Shapiro. I don't hate the guy. I'm not a super fan. I don't watch all his stuff. He seems to make a fair bit of sense, but like, yeah, I'm not like dick riding Ben Shapiro here. It's just this person is retarded.
Yeah.
What about the existence of trans men?
What about the existence? Do you mean women who believe that they are men? What are we talking about here? Women experiencing gender dysphoria?
So my other question is, do you benefit from white supremacy in any way, shape, or form?
What happened to the last question?
Oh, no, that was a big jump from, do trans men exist? Do you benefit from white supremacy?
Yeah, and what kind of question is that? Of course trans men exist. I think the question they were alluding to is, do you believe they're actually men? And I don't think Ben does. He clearly doesn't.
Look at Ben's face here. He already knows this is going to be a shit show. Yeah. Like a crazy-ass batshit shit show.
Yeah, to jump from that to, what about white supremacy, bro?
Your brain synapses are firing on some retardation level.
Yeah. Well, I saw Tim Pool talking about this, and he reckons this is just clip farming.
Right.
So this person's got up with the aim of, like, let's get as many clips as we can.
Sure.
So, you know, to own Ben Shapiro. And I guess it's worked, because a lot of people are talking about this.
Yeah.
I'm going to need more specifics on what you mean by white supremacy.
Here, let me give it to you then.
Sure, please.
So I'm a transgender man.
Okay.
Whoa! Oh, shit.
The chair's been turned around.
Yeah. If you thought I meant business before, wait till you see the fucking business I mean now.
Yeah. Hang on a sec. This wood between my legs is getting uncomfortable. Just gotta readjust my wood. Look at his gorilla stance.
Yeah, I know. Like, the posture, everything. Everything about this person screams, play a man.
Donkey Kong.
I've experienced SA.
Okay.
And abortion rights affect me directly. So if we're talking about the American dream that you live, why don't I have access to that? Because there's no legislation, in the history of America, that legislates a man's body, so why does mine have to be legislated?
Well, there is legislation. It's called the fucking draft.
Mm.
You know, men's bodies can be sent to war to die. And again, Tim Pool's point, I'll give him credit. This person's saying abortion rights affect me directly,
mm-hmm.
yet I'm a man.
There's no legislation, in the history of America, that legislates a man's body, so why does mine have to be legislated?
Well, hang on a sec. Are you a man or not?
I know.
I've got a vagina.
Fantastic.
I've got a vagina.
Oh, I mean, I just don't know what to say. It's just really funny.
Vagina.
Your vagina.
I've got a vagina.
I've got a vagina.
I'm not interested in what your genitalia are.
Clearly you are. I mean, it's all over everything buddy. I'm sorry. I hate to say it to you, but
I think you can read on my face that I radically am not. Have. I think you can read on my face that I radically am not.
I mean, Ben Shapiro talks about, like, gender issues and transgender issues, I guess. Like, should men be allowed in women's bathrooms, that mm-hmm. sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Should men be allowed in women's sports? I don't think he's interested in whether you've got a set of nuts or not.
When we're talking about abortion...
No, I mean, you can present it here, but in most of the content that you have, you attack my community constantly. And you don't even realize guys like me exist, who actually share a lot of similarities to you and everything, because I'm a married man of 20 years.
I recognize that you exist.
I hate that argument. You don't recognize that I exist. Yeah, of course you exist.
I know.
I mean, people might not recognize that you're a man, and that's their prerogative.
Yeah, you can't change people's fucking thoughts about this. Like, people are allowed to have their opinions.
I disagree with your claim that you're a male.
Right, so if I was sexually assaulted, right, and I didn't have access to that abortion care, do you believe that I should have carried that child to term because I was sexually assaulted?
I mean,
well, hang on a sec. I didn't think legislation affected men's bodies in the U.S.
No, I just want to make sure that that's what you believe. Because as a transgender man, I have seen your side of the entire political debate never, ever having the conversation of what an American freedom is. Because why am I not allowed to live my American freedom as a man?
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. It's really confusing.
Has this person signed up to the draft?
Probably not.
I mean, why aren't I allowed to live my American freedom as a man? What do you mean? You're allowed to walk down the street. You're allowed to say what you want. You're allowed to pursue the goals that you want to pursue. You're allowed to get married, have a family. What aren't you allowed to do? What are you talking about?
I'm
You know, I mean, you get your choice as a man,
you're really moving around terminology very wildly here. And
so are you, because that's the tactics you play in your game. You've done it the entire time. You jump from one subject to the next. You speak so fast, and I know how you work. So how does it feel to have it in your face?
Oh, my God, you show it to Ben, brother. I mean, sister. I mean, fuck. This is so fucking, I mean, there's no other word for it. It's just cringe.
Gotcha, Ben. Gotcha.
Like, let him answer a question. Have a conversation with him.
Oh, well, I mean...
Because I'm sick and tired of the shit that you have put against my community, especially black trans women.
Wait, my community, especially black trans women, so black men. What the fuck do black men have to do with this dude? I mean, we both have gender dysphoria? I mean, that's so stupid. Just because someone has gender dysphoria, I mean, you don't even need to have gender dysphoria, apparently, these days to be trans. But just because someone has a condition similar to mine, that makes us a community? I mean, I stubbed my toe last week. Does that make me part of the stubbed toe community?
Because you constantly disregard all of our needs and then use us politically as a pawn when we're 1% of the population. Why not focus on the economy itself? All of us are struggling and you want to focus on trans people.
Ben Shapiro does kind of focus on the economy quite a bit. Like, he'd focus on the economy much more than trans people.
You want to focus on a black woman when this is clearly a glass cliff situation. America's falling apart, and let's give it a woman right when it's all falling apart, when we'd had, what, 50 men run it and it looks like shit?
Wait, what? We've had 50 men run this country and it's all turning to shit, so let's give it to a woman. Like, really? Things aren't going well. We need a vagina.
For someone who wants a cock and balls that badly, you really hate men.
Yeah, you're a self-hating faux bro.
Yeah.
I really can't stand men. What do you think of my beard? Am I intimidating you? Look what I did with this chair.
Look at where we're at. Truly, so, where do you think that we're heading? So, I mean, it's so funny to watch white supremacy just fall apart the way that it is, and you ride so hard. Because guess what? In other countries around the world...
He asked a question and then immediately started talking again.
Well, I mean, this has all just been a filibuster. It's all just been question after question after question. It's clip farming. And like I said, it's kind of worked because we're making a video, but I just find this funny.
If I was Ben right now, I'd just deliberately try and antagonize him, like, you know, pull your phone out and just start, like, fucking around on your phone or something. Like, he knows he's not going to get a word in. This whole thing is designed for him
to not get a word in the end.
Yeah, but I'd antagonize him while giving up.
Well, I mean, imagine if Ben wasn't part of, like, the Daily Wire and didn't have, like, some reputation to uphold.
If it was you.
Like, imagine how much you could fucking trigger this person. Just the shit you could say. Just, like, a couple of one-liners and they'd be going spastic. Like, imagine just saying, I don't deny the existence of trans people. I just think they all should be locked up.
Ooh.
Something like that, you know? Not my opinion, by the way. I'm just saying, you could trigger the fuck out of this person. It would be funny.
Because guess what? In other countries around the world, women are not having children. And why is it? Because of the patriarchy and all the violence that men perpetuate.
What?
Oh my God.
Around the world, women aren't having babies because of the patriarchy.
Yes, and all of the violence that men perpetuate.
Aren't African women having like 23 babies? What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know, where in the world are you talking about?
And when patriarchy was a thing, like it was a real thing, the dude was like the fucking boss, 100 years ago, people were having fucking 12 kids.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
And all of this idea that abortion is somehow gonna solve it all by forcing women to have abortion instead of focusing on the real problems that we're facing in our society, we're just gonna completely ignore that and we're just gonna go, you know what? The line item is, let's make women have babies so that we can continue this capitalistic society that we have.
You see what I mean? It's like every woke buzzword. So now they're like a communist too. This capitalist system, man. Like, you can't get any more cringe than this. This is just everyone we've made fun of in the last like 8 years rolled into one person.
Rolled into one retarded ball.
Why are we doing that? What? I mean, why? Because you want to push white supremacy and because you want to make your check?
What the fuck, dude?
He's a Jew. What is this white supremacy shit?
There's so much leapfrogging going on here. So you don't want your abortion so women can keep having their babies and push the capitalistic society, and you can keep your white patriarchal system in place and make all your money. Isn't that right, Ben? You devil Jew.
Also, I got a vagina.
I've got a vagina.
It does great for you. Meanwhile, people like me have to live with the consequences of all of your rhetoric that you put on a daily basis, and including my entire community and the intersectionalities of black women, men that experience SA, trans people, everyone that comes in.
What? The intersectionality of black women, trans women, men who experience SA, everyone but you, because you're a white supremacist Jew.
Why does he keep bringing up the victimization of blacks and Mexicans?
Hey, SA.
Men that experience SA.
You're such a dickhead.
I'm fucking hilarious, alright?
And I'm so sick of the idea that you can come in with this bravado that you're this big guy that knows things because you can talk fast, you have statistics, but really, what does it really matter at the end of the day if you are harming the entire American? This guy's been accused of rape. Trump. In, like, court documents, and you're backing the guy.
Yeah, he's been accused of in civil court. I mean, he got sued for it by that crazy bitch. What's her name? Jean E. Carroll or something?
The streams and the rivers were dry. And it so horrified me that I came out and started painting the rocks blue to indicate that there was once a river here. And then after I got done painting the rocks, I just sort of walked over here and then did that tree and then did that tree and then I did this tree. And then pretty soon I'd done this whole forest.
And look, I don't know much about that, but it's civil court.
And was he convicted?
Well, there's no convictions. It's not criminal court.
Like, what is wrong with you, dude? I've never seen such a party just completely just like the American idea, what we believe in as a country is not what you're perpetuating. It's diversity. It's giving you tired, hungry, and poor. The okay, Google pause. Phone you have in your pocket pause. Is because of pause. All of the diversity we've had.
Pause.
The Google phone that you have in your pocket is because of all the diversity we've had. What does that mean? How did diversity bring his Google phone? What, because of the slave labor-like conditions of the factories in Asia? Is that what he's talking about?
All the minerals that the blacks mined for your phone. All the Asians who built your phones.
Pleasure to meet you.
Okay, there's a lot of tension in the room
by
now.
By the way, Blair's my friend.
Let's.
By the way, Blair's my friend too. What, Blair White? So that doesn't make you any less retarded. And how is that point? That bro point. Whoa.
Oh, it's the air gun.
Whoa.
Pew pew, Ben Shapiro.
You got owned. Yeah, that was absolutely cringe. Anyway, thank you to this video's sponsor. Visit protonvpn.com/bearingbear for a whopping 64% off. And visit Sugar Tits. She's got her own channel. It's linked in the description. And we'll see you next time. Ta-ta. Bye-bye.
See ya. Recession.